This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McKee. The white Minneapolis police officer who kneeled on the neck of a handcuffed black man who later died will now be charged with second-degree murder, an upgraded charge from third-degree murder initially. The charge does not suggest premeditation, but carries stiffer penalties. The documents also show that three other officers have been charged with aiding and abetting second-degree murder. In a statement, the man's family, George Floyd, described the new charges as a bittersweet moment. The May 25th death of George Floyd, who has been accused of trying to buy cigarettes with a counterfeit bill, has ignited more than a week of sometimes violent protests across the United States and in major cities around the world. The 46-year-old black man died after police officer Derek Chauvin held him face down on the street and pressed a knee against his neck for almost 9 minutes. Former U.S. President Barack Obama urged every American mayor to review and reform their police department's use of force policies in consultation with their communities. The country's first black president also struck a note of optimism, even as he acknowledged the despair and anger powering the protest since Floyd's death 9 days ago, saying, "In some ways, as tragic as these last few weeks have been, as difficult and scary and uncertain as they've been, they've also been an incredible opportunity for people to be awakened to some of these underlying trends." Mr. Obama made the comments via live stream from his Chicago home, and his first live remarks on the unrest that has been gripping the United States for more than a week. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Former Pentagon chief Jim Mattis has issued a stinging rebuke of his former boss, President Donald Trump, accusing the U.S. president of trying to divide America and failing to provide mature leadership as the country reels from days of protest. Mattis, who resigned in December of 2018, also voiced support for the demonstrations and demonstrators whose anti-racism rallies have roiled the country. Washington, D.C.'s National Guard is investigating the use of a helicopter as a show of force against protesters near the White House on Monday. Wednesday, Washington ordered the suspension of all flights by Chinese airlines into and out of the United States after Beijing failed to allow American carriers to resume services to China. The U.S. action takes effect June 16th, but could be implemented sooner if U.S. President Trump orders it. The move adds to a growing set of tension points between the world's two biggest economies in the aftermath of the coronavirus crisis. More than 1.8 million people in the United States are infected with COVID-19, the hardest hit country in the world, and there have been more than 107,000 deaths there so far. Worldwide, nearly 6.4 million people have been infected, and more than 382,000 of them have died. Germany is headed for the worst recession in its post-war history. To that end, Chancellor Angela Merkel said her country will plunge $146 billion into a stimulus package to kickstart an economy severely hit by the coronavirus pandemic. Under the wide-ranging measures outlined in a 15-page document, value-added tax will be temporarily slashed. Families will be receiving almost $340 for each child, while those who purchase electric cars will see a government rebate doubled to $6,740. A former president of United Auto Workers faces up to 5 years in prison after pleading guilty to embezzling more than $1 million in union funds and evading taxes. Gary Jones admitted to the one count of conspiring to embezzle union dues money and conspiring to use a facility of interstate commerce to aid racketeering crimes. The 63-year-old served as a UAW president from June 2018 until resigning last December. He also pled guilty to a separate count of conspiring to defraud the United States by evading the payment of taxes on embezzled funds and filing false tax returns. Find more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.